Dude, yeah.
Texas not back. Not back. They fooled me.
Texas is bad.
Like, what did I say? Like, before week one, I said Texas is bad.
Yeah.
I told you that many times.
And we had a conversation about it. I agreed. They have no idea. There's nothing to be excited about.
And then they fooled me after week one.
They beat a non-Power 5 conference.
But they were ranked.
I know. But
so they fooled me. I was fooled. No.
You look into the Raging Cages and being like, yeah, this is a top 25 team.
Right. Right. But I was fooled by the number 23. The number 23 next to their name fooled me. Mm-hmm. They killed them. And I was like, Arkansas, this is the time to prove it to the SEC that we belong.
Shitty SEC team, yeah.
And they fucking smoked Texas. And I was like, this team is bad. They benched their quarterback. Hudson Card got benched. They're starting the other guy.
Whoever
they have no idea. It's Casey Thompson. And then, but Sarkisian was like, but Hudson Card's still going to play some. And I'm like, just pick a guy. Just fucking pick one.
They never will.
They never will. That's going to be the whole season. The whole season is just going to go back and forth.
Yep.
It's terrible.
Hot hands. Let's get the hot hand at the most important position.
It was brutal. I was like, well, we're not fucking back.
No. No, you are not. Arkansas is terrible, right? I know they have been terrible. And then, like, are they better now?
They finished last year pretty okay. I think they won.
Last year's not real, though.
Like, right, but it was like, before last year, they hadn't won an SEC game in like some ridiculous number of games. But then they finally won like four SEC games last year, and they were kind of getting better at the end of the season. They're not good. Like, they're not a good team.
They will not be ranked this year.
No. And they played well last week, week one. And then like we went into their house and they kicked the shit out of us. Like, Texas is just a soft fucking team. It was painful.
Run out of your own building.
No, we were in their building.
Oh, Tennessee got ran out of their building.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get to that one. It was a bad weekend all around.
Yeah, but tough weekend for sports.
All right.
I almost punched myself in the face in front of my girlfriend watching the Bills game.
I was so fucking frustrated. I changed. We'll get into it. We'll get into it.
We'll get into it.
We'll get into it. Let me shine his beard and throw up. God damn it.
Okay.
Another I literally might puke.
Don't manifest it.
You're right.
You can't manifest things like that. You just gotta.
I still am going to the Texas Iowa State game, though.
Root for Iowa State.
No.
Okay. Well, then be sad. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't think Iowa State's that good either.
I think Iowa State's better than you.
Debatable.
I mean, I didn't watch all of the game, but I know they hung around with Iowa, and Iowa, I think, is really good this year.
They, like, hung around with Iowa, but it was very pathetic. Like, the final score did not show. I watched most of the game, and, like, Iowa kind of dominated them from start to finish.
Well, Iowa's top 10, in my mind.
Yeah, well,
where
right.
Are they ranked right now? Do they have the new AP?
They're top 10, probably. I think it was 9 versus, like, 8 or something when they played, or 7 versus 9 or something.
Yeah.
But like before the week before that, Iowa State only won by 6 to like Fresno State or some shit, or like,
dude,
some random team. I can't remember, but they barely won. They won like 16-10. Their offense does not look good. Like,
do you want
Purdy
to touch
or whatever.
Do you want to touch on college football real quick?
Yeah. Let's get a little intro before the shotgun.
Who's the second best team in the country, in your opinion?
Georgia. It's gotta be Georgia.
Who'd they beat? They beat Penn State.
No, they beat,
There was two really good matchups the first week.
I know.
Who'd they beat? Penn State, Wisconsin, Georgia, and there was a fourth team.
No, Penn State didn't play Wisconsin. Oh, yeah, Penn State, Wisconsin, Georgia. Who the fuck did Georgia play?
It wasn't Notre Dame.
Clemson. Clemson.
It was Clemson. And they beat Clemson.
Yes, in a terrible game.
Handled Clemson.
Horrible game.
Yeah, Clemson got that defense.
Like, yeah, Georgia's defense is sick, too. Yeah, it's like, I think it's got to be Georgia, because, like, their defense is crazy, and their offense, I mean, they put up 48 against a no-name team, but, like, that's what you're supposed to do if you're the second-best team in the country.
Yeah, man, I agree. I'm looking at the top four here. It's Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Oregon. I think that's correct.
I think that's fair. I think
Oregon might be a wagon.
They could be. They smoked Ohio State, but I also think Ohio State, like, isn't that good. Like, their defense kind of stinks. Like,
I think
their
quarterback's not great either.
Right. I think they're just kind of, this might be a down year for, and like a down year for Ohio State means like they're going to finish ranked like 15th or something.
Yeah.
But like,
they're getting that recruit. One of the best recruits ever, the quarterback. He's already at the building. It's Sam something. Sam Ewer.
That's wild. Yeah. They'll be fine. Like, Yeah. They'll be back next year. But Alabama's going to win it all.
Yeah, they're
like
they're going to shit pump everyone.
Like they have to be minus 400 to win the championship right now.
I bet they beat Georgia by 17 points. I'm going to bet for the rest of the year, I'm going to bet Alabama spread, and I'm just going to take that money.
Honestly, like they're going to smoke everyone.
The line against Georgia is going to be close. The line against Florida is going to be closer than it should be. And I'm just going to take that money.
Right. I would too. Like they're a wagon. They're just disgusting. Like Bryce Love is fucking, he's very good. The whole team is
pretty
good
too.
Yeah.
Texas A&M pretty good too. Every A&M's year, Texas A&M, they're like Texas A&M is going to give them a run.
Yep.
And they lose 55-20.
Yeah,
every fucking year.
Except the only year when they had Johnny Manziel, and like that was when they beat him, and everyone was like, Texas A&M's it. Let's go. Like we have a Heisman Trophy winner. And then ever since then, it's like Texas A&M, watch out.
Yeah, they're frisky.
45-23.
Like, yeah.
Like, well, you tried, guys. You did what you could.
Yep.
All right. Let me get this over with.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go. It burns. Oh, it tastes bad too. Lukewarm Busch Light, baby.
Ooh, that is bottom tier.
Oh. What beer did you have, man?
Nice cold Coors. Mountains are blue.
Beautiful. 8-8.
8-8.
Regular season week 2.
Right.
We're in the sob part of the
we season. Are. A tough first week for the boys.
Off week.
I'm going to address you first.
Yeah, let's talk.
Because you were confident.
Oh, yeah.
You came in here.
I got to raise my hand. The rapist quarterback did a very good job throwing the ball to the TikTok stars. He did a much better job than I thought he would do. I got to give it up to him. It's cool that the receivers on their team are able to be so good at their side gig of football. It was not the best game. It was not the best game.
So what happened? Like, how much of it did you watch? Did you watch all of it?
I watched a lot of it. I watched it on a phone stream that was very choppy. I watched a lot of the first half.
Yeah.
And then I missed the fourth quarter pretty much. But I'm glad I missed the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I didn't watch a second of the fourth quarter of the Titans game.
I missed the block punt, thank God. I heard it happen when I was like on my way to the airport, and I told my girlfriend to just drive the car off a cliff because that, like, that's where I was at mentally. Thank God I didn't see it. I would have jumped out a fucking window. They like got dominated on the offensive line. Kind of similar thing happened to you. They had 3 players with 8 pressures in one game, which is absurd. 3 of like the top 6 pass, like, or like NFL leaders in terms of pressures were on the Steelers. It was Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, Melvin Ingram, literally just running around chasing Josh Allen all day, who, you know, I'm not going to blame for the loss.
Yeah. I don't think he played horribly. He
did okay.
Yeah. He did fine. Like
he missed some throws and then, you know, made some throws, and how much of it can you blame on him not being able to be comfortable, you know?
Right. It's hard to get going when you're just getting like chased play after play. Like same thing with the Titans offense, the Bills is like, you guys are built off of like giving him time and opening it up. And like, when you don't have that,
it's hard.
It's hard.
Cole Beasley had a bunch of drops. It's tough.
Yeah.
What else? Defense did really well. I'm looking at the stats right now, man. The Bills had more total yards. Like they had more yards per play. They had more first downs, better on third down, more plays, more sacks, which is crazy. But they had a shit ton of penalties. Like,
yeah.
Deion Dawkins had 3 holding calls.
Saw that.
Disgusting. He's getting blown by. Right. I think maybe COVID has something to do with it, where he's just coming off COVID.
Yeah.
It might be a lingering issue, which if so, it's going to continue to linger and it's going to be a problem.
Right.
I think there was like 6 total holding calls or something. Like, you can't win like that.
Nope.
The interior of the Bills O-line is bad. I think they need, like, a lot of people wanted to draft an interior lineman. And it looks like that should have been the move as opposed to an edge rusher, because they're all bad.
Right.
Like, Cody Ford is like, I don't want him on the team next year.
Yeah. He's kind of struggled. He did okay last year, but I feel like
they pulled him, man. They pulled him at one point in the game.
Right.
And then some guy named Bodiger was in there who's been on the Bills background. He was in there just going up, like, yeah, block Cam Hayward, buddy.
have fun.
Feliciano was getting pancaked. I saw someone get flat out pancaked. Like, it was a Madden animation where, like, hike and he's on his ass. It's just like not a fun game to watch, man. Not a fun game to watch at all. There's no offense. And then the Bills defense kind of let them start rolling later in the game, third quarter, fourth quarter.
That blocked punt really was the game, I think. Until that, I thought the Bills could still have won that game. And that blocked punt happened, and you could just feel every ounce of momentum just switch to the Steelers. Like, you could feel it in the offense when the Steelers took the ball back. You could feel it in, like, their defense just played with even more juice like the Steelers did. It's like that blocked punt was – I think it was the game. And that matters. Like, it's – you got to protect the punt. Like, shit like that is the difference.
I'll argue that it was over before that when they went for it on, like, the 35 or something.
With the whack-ass play.
No, not even that time.
Oh, man. Not that one?
It was like a 4th and 8, and they went for it. And it was like, what are we doing? And it was like, if I'm remembering it correctly, it was field goal range. It was like cuts field goal range. Tyler Bass has a strong leg. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not an accurate.
He's a good kicker.
He's a really good kicker. And his I'm not saying he's not accurate, but his strength is his power in his leg. He's got
strength
a boot.
His strength. Yep.
His strength is strength. Yes. And they went for it, and it was whack. And I didn't get it at all. And the 4th and 1 play you're talking about was also a terrible play. But
just QB sneak it. You have the biggest quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, I think they didn't QB sneak it because they have no confidence in their interior linemen to block those plays.
Right.
And you know, like, that's like not that problem's not going to go away. The Steelers have probably one of the best D lines in the league, but they're a lot of the top tier NFL teams have really good D lines. You know, like the Chiefs have Chris Jones. He was a nightmare for us in the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
The Bucks have a really good line. The Browns. Washington football team have a really good time. The Browns have a really good line. Like, these teams aren't going to like disappear. Like, we're going to have to play these guys. We're going to have to beat their D line.
Right.
And right now, it looks like we can't with the guys we got, which is a problem.
Yeah. Like, if your offensive line struggles, it's so hard to be a good team in the NFL. I know, like, you just can't do anything. Like, even if you're a shitty, we talked about this before, like, even if you're a shitty team, but you have a good offensive line, like, you're automatically bumped up to like an average team. Cause it just matters so fucking much. Like, if a team can rush 4 and get home, you're fucked. Cause like they can just drop 7. And then you're like, it's like, who do I even throw to in the half a second that I have? Cause everyone's on the field. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, Steelers defense is legit. Like,
yep,
it's gonna keep them in games. And Big Ben didn't play great, but he was okay.
Yeah, he did really good for a rapist. He did really good. Yeah.
That one Claypool catch, I will say, was nutty.
It was crazy.
Trey White couldn't have guarded that any better. Like, Trey White was hand through his arms, like all over him. Like, you just gotta an insane catch. I watched that one live, and I was like, that's kind of when I knew in my head, I was like, this game's over. I was like, that was a nutty catch.
I knew they were going to score when they did that.
Yeah, I was like, that's a ridiculous catch.
Did you see the Trey White pass interference call that negated his pick?
I did not.
I wanted to know your opinion on it. I personally don't think it was a penalty.
That's what I heard.
He, like, you know, a Bills fan is going to tell you, no, I bet if you asked a Steelers fan, he would say it was. Like, he, like, I don't think he affected the route.
Yeah.
He, like, kind of, like, he did a curl route, kind of, towards the sideline. And Trey White had his arms, like, kind of, like, around him. And, like, he kind of ducked around under it. But he didn't grab him. He didn't pull. Like, he was touching him as he turned the whole time. But
those ones are so hard. Like, I obviously didn't see it, so I don't know. But, like, the way you described it, like, those calls are super hard to make. And, like, when you see it in slow motion, it's so much easier. But, like, when it's live and it's, like, a bang-bang kind of thing, which it sounds like it kind of was, like, I don't know. Again, I didn't see it, so I'm just kind of guessing off of, like, that. Like, I believe you. It was probably a little bit of a soft call. I think I saw it online. Like, I saw it to people on Twitter being like, nah, I don't really know about that. But, like, which Eli sucks, Wallace. But...
Yeah, it's whatever. Like, I'm not going to, like, blame the refs. Levi Wallace had a really soft call, too, against them. That I think Steelers fans, a reasonable Steelers fan would agree that it was not pass interference and they got a lucky call.
Right.
And then, you know, whatever. We fucking lost and I'm sad. And so, I was dead.
Let's do a little spin in here. Was there any bright spots?
Bright spots? I heard Ed Oliver had a good game.
There you go.
D-line looked pretty sharp.
There you go.
People are harassing Levi Wallace. I think Levi Wallace did fine. I think Levi Wallace looked pretty good. Josh Allen had very similar stats to the stats he had against the Steelers last year, which means Josh Allen's still Josh Allen, despite the loss.
Consistent.
Concept. Devin Singletary looked good, man.
Yeah, I did see a little bit of him. He played well, I thought. Like, weird that they just – Zach Moss was just like, ah. They just healthy scratched him out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They were just like, Matt Breida is better. I was like, okay. Like,
it's because they're using Breida on special teams.
Right. And I think that's makes sense. It's like, if you're going to carry two running backs, you want the guy that's
probably Matt Breida had four carries for 4 yards though. Like, I don't want him. Like, I don't want him on the active roster if that's what he's going to do. Like Zach Moss maybe gets that 4th-and-1.
You know? He's a bigger dude. Running
up the middle, he's going to fall forward. Hopefully it's bad, man. He was like third round pick last year. Now he's a healthy scratch.
Yeah.
It's not what you like to see. That's a miss.
Yeah, it's not what you like to see. I mean, there's still time. He's still, like, young and obviously can have a chance. If, like, Singletary goes down or something, God forbid, like, maybe he has a chance and kind of goes off. But I think he's talented. I do think Zach Moss has some talent. But
I think Moss and Singletary both, like, NFL running backs. Like, I don't think they're, like, anything crazy, but
they're both fine.
They're very, like, you know, usable running backs.
Agreed.
Do you want to talk about the next game the Bills have now, or do you want to talk about the Titans first and we come back to our next games?
I said we come back to it.
Okay. Well, I think I said everything I need to say about the Bills.
Yeah.
It was heart-wrenching. I can't believe they lost their home opener with fans, man.
That's tough. Like, that was probably one of the most anticipated crowd, like, in, like, hyped up crowds. The whole weekend was probably like the biggest, like, most hype a crowd had. And, like, that does suck. And especially, like, they started up 10-0 and then got outscored 23-3 in the second half. Like, yeah, that's just deflating. But I'll put you out of your misery and I'll enter my misery. That was fucking terrible.
Yeah, man.
The Titans just got their doors blown off. And it was, like, thing after thing. Like, I kept going in and out of the fourth quarter. I didn't really watch most of it because I just couldn't fucking stomach it. But, like, they just got their offensive line similars just got absolutely worked. Like, Taylor Lewan got absolutely worked, man. Like, Chandler Jones, 5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. Like, Tannehill just had no fucking time. Like, it's the same kind of thing as, like, I don't think Tannehill maybe could have got the ball out earlier on, like, maybe one or two of them, but, like, not really. Like, he was just Chandler Jones had his way with whoever was trying to block him. And, like, Taylor Lewan, like, coming off an ACL, like, I get it. It's his first game back. Like, I'm not worried about Taylor Lewan necessarily. Like, I think he'll bounce back. And I think the whole offensive line will bounce back. But, like, when their first play of their first drive was, like, Derrick Henry -2 yards. And then, like, the second they went 3 and out. And then the second drive, first carry, Derrick Henry -2 yards. And it's just, like, this, like, he couldn't get a thing going. Like, Derrick Henry was getting the ball and getting hit. Like, you 17 can't
carries 58 yards. Yep.
Yeah. He just couldn't. He couldn't, and it wasn't his fault. Like, people are gonna be like, oh, because he sucks. It's like, no, because he literally couldn't get fucking past the line of scrimmage without getting hit by someone. The offensive line looked atrocious. And Derrick Henry, like, pulled after, like, the second or third drive, Derrick Henry sat all the linemen down and started screaming at them on the sideline. Really? Yeah, there's, like, a video clip of him out there being like, wake the fuck up. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, and which I completely stand behind him. Like, good the offensive him. Line sucks. And like,
I didn't know Derrick Henry like spoke.
Oh, he's very vocal about shit like that. Like, he gets super pissed when like they're not doing their job, which I respect. And like, that's why I think they respect it too. Like, yeah, you're not a 2,000 yard rusher if you don't have an attitude like that. And so like, I'm not super worried about him and the offensive line. Like, I think they'll bounce back. And I think this is a wake up call, but like, Kyler Murray is fucking ridiculous. He torched the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Like,
I looked up the Kyler Murray MVP odds because I wanted to hop on. They're plus 900 now. Uh-huh. So, and like, comparatively, they're like plus 2000 before.
Right.
So.
And I believe, I mean, he looked incredible. Like, I thought a good part was like, our pass rush was getting to him. But he like just, it was crazy. Like, he just extends the plays. He's so shifty and like so quick that, yeah, like
that one play
that like one, he had like a, that one play that was highlighted, but he had like four or five of them where like Bud Dupree would kind of get pressure. Harold Landry would get pressure. Like, Jeffrey Simmons, they were getting into him, but then he was able to just kind of like skirt around and he would just make a nutty throw down the field to like DeAndre Hopkins or like Randall Moore or whatever his name is, had a great game. Like, Christian Kirk fucking torched us. Like, that team is good. Like, that, the Cardinals are a good team, but the Titans look fucking putrid. Like, the kicking game, I just, bro.
Yikes, dude. Booze.
Bro.
Mounting booze.
Like, they're down 17-0 or something, or 14-0. And they finally go on a drive down the field. They score a touchdown, like, kind of get momentum, missed fucking extra point. Like, and it was awful because like we had a fucking kicker. Like, Sam Ficken was amazing in the preseason, didn't miss a kick.
What happened?
Well, got put on IR Thursday before the game.
What happened?
Hurt his like groin in practice. And so they signed this fucking Badgley guy from fucking the Chargers, missed an extra point, missed a 45 yarder or something like that, like the next drive. And it was just like, we're doomed to never have a good kicker. We just signed Randy Bullock.
The guy that quote
fat Randy leg,
unquote.
Yeah. Yeah. But like the Titan, they just played so bad. Like, their offensive line, I think, has the biggest blame to play.
Mm-hmm.
Just because like Tannehill just didn't have time. And I kept arguing to myself, like, why aren't they taking deep shots? Like, you have Julio, you have AJ Brown, like, take a shot. But they just didn't have time to take a shot. Like, every time they would try to do a play action or try to like do something, you just had no time. Julio and Tannehill are definitely not on the same page. Already? I think they looked super unsynced. Julio had the dumbest penalty of the game. Like, the Titans were driving, they were down, but like, it was super early in the game. They got a first down, or like, they were like, got like second and two, a good like 8 yard play on first down. And then he got a fucking personal foul after the play, 15 yards, killed the drive, like completely killed the drive.
You like try to fight someone?
Yeah, like him and like, I think Buda Baker were like going at it and kind of like shoved him in the face and stuff after the play and got a fucking flag. Like, a fucking idiot. Just a stupid fucking play.
Yeah.
Vrabel called him out. He's like, that's a dumb play. Like, that, it's a stupid fucking play. Which is like, good. Like, mm-hmm. Just because you're Julio Jones doesn't mean you can't fuck things up.
Yeah.
But they need to get on the same page. I thought, like, I think they'll get there, but like, they just definitely weren't, which I get because they really haven't practiced together like at all. Like, they basically had 1 week of practice together all off season. Like, Julio got hurt really early in training camp. He came back. Tannehill got COVID, and then they finally had 1 week. I thought AJ Brown looked fine. Like, he's going to be, obviously he's good.
Yeah.
And then the defense, I thought, was like, okay. I think they were just always on the field. And
you get tired.
Definitely. You get gassed. They just put Amani Hooker, our other safety, across Kevin Byard on IR. So that's a huge loss. I think he's super good.
Like, what's his name? I'm sorry.
Amani Hooker. He came out of, they drafted him out of Iowa 2 years ago, so 1 year ago. Okay. And I was super hype. I thought he was going to have a big year because like, he played well last year, like kind of as a third rotational guy. And I was hyped for him to get like, kind of see what he could do.
He's behind Vaccaro.
Yeah. He was behind Vaccaro last year, and they got rid of Vaccaro because they trusted Amani Hooker. He got hurt. So he's on IR.
Is he on like the real IR or like?
I don't know yet. I literally saw the update like 20 minutes before we got on, so I didn't look into it.
It's very confusing to me.
Yeah, it's like a IRs. No. Yeah, it's like a 3 week one, and then there's like an 8 week one. My guess is he's on the 8 week one. I don't know. Janoris Jenkins played okay. Elijah Molden got torched as a rookie. Christian Fulton actually played well. Christian Fulton, hey. I think he was like the best player on defense, I thought, all game. Like, he had a good, lot of good breakups, a couple in the end zone. I thought he played really well. So I'm happy about that. Cause I was happy with like a rookie, him as a rookie last year. I was happy with that pick.
Right.
Like, I don't know, man, they just got just absolutely outworked. And like the crowd was booing their asses off and like they fucking deserve to, cause that was pathetic. Like it was unbelievable. Like I thought some of the play calling was questionable. Like when they kicked the field goal that he missed, I didn't think they should have kicked it. It was like end of the second quarter. Like they're down like 24-6 or something at this point. And like they were like in the other territory, it was like 4th and 4 and they fucking kicked it and missed it. And I was like, I would have gone for it just because of the situation. I got hyped up when they like first drive of the second half, Kevin Byard got a pick and we turned that into a touchdown.
Yep.
And
I was like, that was your peak. And that like, was my peak. It was like it was a 2-possession game. And then you missed extra point, right?
No, we made that one. Missed the first one.
Good for you guys.
But I changed 3 times during the course of that game because I was trying to change up the juju.
Mix the momentum. Yeah.
I had a Titan shirt on to start. And then I put on a different one. And then I put on a jersey. And then at halftime, I took a shower and put on a third shirt.
Which worked for a little bit.
Which worked. Gave me that little spike. And then things just kept going south. And then I just couldn't watch anymore. It was just so painful to watch. Like Tannehill threw a pick on like a tipped pass. Not really his fault. And he fumbled twice just because Chandler Jones fucking adopted him as a child and
killed him. Yeah.
Fucking killed him. I don't know, man.
Taylor Lewan for going on Twitter being like, I fucking sucked and got blown out.
Yep. Which like I kind of respect. And he's done that in the past. So like 2 years ago, he like the first 3 games of the season, he was just getting like holding penalty. He was killing the team. He was playing terrible. And like one of the press conferences, they came up to him and he's like, I'm not even gonna let you guys ask me questions right now. He's like, I know I fucking suck right now. It's like, I'm costing this team games. Like I'm playing terrible. It's on me. The fans deserve to fucking hate me right now. Like I don't have an excuse. I just have to be better. And after that, he played lights out.
Boom.
So like, I'm not like worried about his ability to like go for it. The one thing that does piss me off is like the fans do it all the time in Tennessee. And it's stupid as hell. They're like, get off his podcast. He's focused way too much on his podcast. Like, he doesn't do the podcast in the season. Like the day training camp starts, he doesn't do it. Like he doesn't associate with it. Like he's like, they record everything over the summer and then he stays away. He's like, this is like the NFL. Like he doesn't do anything with it at all. Like not involved at all.
Does he drop them during the season still?
They drop them, but they're pre-recorded.
Gotcha.
He'll never record during the season. Like he doesn't record. He's been very clear about that. So that's what annoys me. And also like people are like, oh, in the off season, he should have been recording a podcast. Like it takes him fucking 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like what's he going to do all day? Like he went to rehab, he would lift. And then that doesn't take fucking 13 hours. Like it's just, what else is he going to do? He's going to be sitting at home doing nothing.
So it's the same people that don't want players to have like, you know, like a political opinion or something like that.
Yeah, it's so stupid. So like that argument, I always hate it. I always see it like on Twitter and Titans fans are like, stop focusing on your podcast. It's like, shut the fuck up. Like he's not doing it. Like he's clearly not, but I don't know. I'm not like, it sucked, but it was like, hopefully this is a wake up call. Like if you're going to get the doors blown off, might as well just do it in week one.
Yep.
Wake your ass up. It's going to suck. Cause like, I guess both we can kind of transition.
Punched
in the mouth, like right at home. Absolutely brutal. But like, Titans going into Seattle next week.
Ooh.
Which is like, I kind of love it. Cause like this.
Why?
Cause this is where like the Titans that I know and love win. Like history. Right. Like everyone expected, like everyone was super hype on the Tennessee Titans. Like they're like, this offense is unstoppable. This team's going to be good. The defense is different. Like it could be better. Like we're going in the season high rolling. Going against the Cardinals at home, -3, like we're the favorites and just get their doors blown off. Now it's like, okay, they just got their doors blown off. They suck. Now they're going into Seattle against Russell, who just looked incredible.
Yep.
Everyone's going to count us out. And then this is just where the Titans always win. Like this is just what history has happened. Like this is what happens.
You live for it.
And so it's like, now I feel like I kind of like it. Like this is fucking, let's see what happens.
Right.
And then
if we
lose this game, at least we get to play the Jags next.
There you go.
So then I'm okay.
Free win.
Right.
So what's the panic button at right now? What's the panic meter?
Low.
1 to 10.
Low. 2.
Like I'm about there too.
In my mind, it's still preseason because we still have 16 games left.
It was the fourth game. They've only played four.
Exactly. It was the fourth preseason game. In my mind, we still have 16 games. The season has just started. The season
is 0-0. Let's go.
So I'm at like a 2. Like, I'm not, just because it's so early. Like, that was a horrible performance, and there's a lot of things to be, like, quote unquote, worried about, but it was just so early in the season that I'm like, I got to see more.
Let's roll into it. So Seahawks, Titans, you feel good.
I feel good.
You're like, going to wallop them.
I don't think I'm going to wallop them. I think it'll be a close game, but I think like they're going to be like, I think they're going to make it a good game. I think they have a good chance to win. I don't think they're going to go in there and blow Seattle away. Like, that's just, that's not going to happen. But it's like, just, I definitely think that they can go in there and win.
It's scary because Russell Wilson historically is really good for the first 8 games. I would much rather play the Seahawks after like the halfway point of the year.
Fair. Yes, fair. Like, I mean, it's going to be a hard game. And if, like, the Titans lose, I'm not going to be, like, shocked because the Seahawks are a good team. But, like, I don't know. I think they can go in there, and I think they can shock the nation.
That's... I truly have no idea what's going to happen.
What's the line?
Well, let me look these up.
Look up the line. My guess is Seattle minus 6.
I think 4.5. I think
4.5. That's
because they're going to – well, they get 3.
That's why it's just recency bias there.
3 for the home dogs. So. Right. Maybe 6. 6 might actually be closer. I don't like that. They get a whole 3 points for...
That's just the general rule, basically.
I know. But it's like, 5.5.
5.5, yeah. So I was close. Like
I said, I went through this earlier to kind of prep for my show, Slick Picks. Beep. But I really like the over.
I'm going to beep it out.
Okay, do it. Slick Picks. Slick Picks.
We're going to do this again.
I like the over, 53.5 in that game.
So do I. Like, I think it's going to be points, points, points. Like, I think the Titans offense is going to figure it out. Like, this was the first time, too, that the Titans offense has fully played together all offseason. Like I said, like,
wow.
A.J. Brown, not a single snap in preseason. Derrick Henry, Julio Jones, Tannehill, not a single snap in preseason. None of them took a single preseason snap.
There's Bills fans out there who are saying, like, the coaches are fucking stupid for not playing these guys in the preseason. At least, with Diggs and, like, Beasley and stuff.
And so, like, I think the Titans would have played them in the final preseason game, but Julio was hurt, Tannehill had COVID, and then there's no point in rolling AJ and Derrick Henry out there without those other two. I don't think Henry would have played a single snap in any form or fashion, just because like they're going to limit him because they're going to give him 350 carries, so they're not going to like do that in the preseason. Right. I think the other three would have played if they were all healthy in there, but like the way it worked out, they just couldn't. That was my biggest concern going in, is like, I don't know how this offense is going to look because they haven't played together. I think now that they have, they can go back, clean shit up, kind of regather themselves, be like, hey guys, we're not a fucking wagon. Like we need to play better than that. And hopefully they go in there and do it. So
reality check,
big time reality check,
something both of us needed. I think.
And that also, side note, that division's crazy. Yep. That NFC West, they all blew their opponent out, dude. Every single game. Seahawks,
Cardinals,
Rams, Niners. And Niners, they came back, but like the Niners blew out.
Oh my God, dude. I was fucking I had Lions plus 7.5. I had 49ers plus 7, -7.5. I didn't even look at the game after like 5 minutes into the third. It was like 41-17.
Killing them.
That was like easiest bet I've made in my whole life.
Yeah.
And then I'm pissed about the Bills at the airport. You text me like, oh, they're coming.
Yeah.
And I forgot about the Bills immediately. I was like, I will hijack this plane and crash
it. It was like, I can't believe you got 7.5 because the line closed at 9.5. That's why I asked you what you got it at, because it closed at minus 9.5 and that lost. And that's a ton of people were pissed because they're like, I can't believe this lost.
I'd be pissed. Yeah, I would have been livid. I would have been 10 out of 10 mad.
Yeah, because they were driving. They were at like the 30-yard line on the last drive of the Lions. Like, I was like, if this goes to overtime, Jared loses his bet, because like the most you can win by in overtime is 6. And so I was praying for you. That I was watching that game, and I was like, please let one good thing happen this week for the boys.
2-0, my first bets week one. That was the silver lining in week one.
Mm-hmm.
I did not miss. I felt good. I felt really good too, because I was looking at the Ravens Raiders game, and I was like, ooh, Ravens. Like, Ravens love shit pumping teams. Everything says Ravens. My gut check followed my heart. It said, stay away from this one. I stayed away. Look at that.
You love to see
Raiders
it.
Raiders took it. And that's great. I was feeling good. And when I stayed away from that game last night, now I'm feeling great about
you're my feeling bets. Sharp. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I feel real fucking good about my bets. I got a good feel for the games. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, rolling into it, I think the Bills are going to smoke.
Yes.
The Dolphins.
Let's go. Smoke them. Let's go. We're back.
Smoke them. Josh Allen owns the Dolphins. He owns them. Every year he plays them. I don't have a stat, but it's something crazy. He's got like 15 touchdowns and like two picks in his like four games against the Dolphins or something like that. Like he averages like 350 yards a game or something like that. I think like him and the Dolphins are what Tom Brady did to the Bills and what Big Ben did to the Browns, where he just owns them. And Andrew it doesn't Luck matter who Titans. Comes in. Yeah. Andrew Luck to the Titans. Yeah. It doesn't matter who is in the building. Like when they walk in there, he's like, it's home field for him. It's a home field game. Not a good O-line or not a good D-line, which plays in the favor of the Bills.
Their defense is good, though.
Yeah, their
secondary is good. Backfield is good. Like Xavier Howard might be the best corner in the league.
Yeah.
He's fucking ridiculous.
Isn't it crazy that Trey White might be – like Trey White's like arguably top five corner in the league, but like also arguably the third best corner in the division.
That is wild. Like that division, Stephon Gilmore, him and Xavier Howard are all crazy.
Are all top five corners. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is nuts. But it doesn't matter who's in the building, man. Like I don't think Tua is going to do well. I think he's a bum. I think
he played better than he did last year. I'll say that about
a really bad fumble, man. He had a really bad,
pick. Really bad pick.
Bad pick. Whatever. Yeah. He just threw it up, didn't he?
Yeah.
Dumb bitch.
It was really stupid, but like, yeah. He still played better than he did last year. He wasn't good. I'm not saying he was good. He played better. So like,
I agree. I'm still not a believer.
I know you're not, but like, I do think the Bills should go in there and win. Especially like, I think they're gonna have the same thing as the Saints. They're gonna have a chip on their shoulder. They're pissed off. They're like, we just got worked at home. Let's go into someone else's house and let's fucking ruin them.
Yes, a team. If they lose this game, I've heard some Bills fans saying it's must win week two, must win game week two. It's must win, but I love where your head's at. They really like it's a if we don't win, I think you're gonna start seeing a lot of people look around like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yep,
what's going on, boys? Did we lose the mojo?
Yep,
we should be able to handle this team. We're a better team,
right? I think they are the better team. Yep, that should be a good game. That's 1 o'clock, right?
Should be a blowout.
Okay, for your eyes, I think it might be a good game just because I think the defense might keep the Dolphins in it for a little bit.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be surprised if like kind of like second half, like first half, I could see it being a one score game, and then I could see second half the Bills just kind of like running away with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean I agree, it's not a must win, but it's like we pretty much have to win.
The panic level rises a lot.
Yeah, where's yours at right now?
Two. Same as you.
Okay, yeah, we're both at two. Yeah, we're okay.
Same,
yeah.
The same things happened to us. We both of our teams played fringe playoff teams, and the fringe playoff teams punched us in the mouth because our O-lines couldn't handle their D-lines.
Yeah, it's pretty much, that was the story.
That's what happened to our teams, and now we're both a little shell-shocked, shaking off the punches, rolling into teams where we should win.
Get back in the ring and knock them out. Yep. Yeah. I love it. I love the confidence of you. You definitely have more confidence than I do, but I think that's just because the Dolphins are a worse team than the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be feeling great about the Seahawks. Russell Wilson looked very good.
He did, and so did Tyler Lockett. DK Metcalf didn't really do too much. 22nd best player in the league, though.
Yeah, 22nd best player. He got a touchdown late in the game.
Yeah, don't forget about that. Yeah. That was another bright spot. I won both my fantasy games. So
I went 1-3.
Yeah, that's – hey, you know, you got one.
Yeah.
That's all,
all my teams are very similar, so I'm not surprised a lot of them lost.
They live in.
I feel together. Very bad about all my teams. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I feel great about both of mine.
That's good.
Mainly because, like, I was like Kyler Murray. That's the only bright spot too. Is like Kyler Murray I had, and as he started torching us, I was like, all right, Kyler, just go off. I was like,
kill me.
Yeah, might as well get 40 points for my fantasy team while you're at it. Like, I think
he did get about 40.
He got like 39, because he had like five touchdowns. Yep. It was ridiculous, but
I love it. What other things in the NFL do you want to touch on real quick?
Thought there was going to be a tie. Bengals Vikings.
Yeah.
That was very close to being a tie, but good for Jamar Chase. Look, all the rookie receivers looked good. I'll say that. Jamar Chase, Waddle. Yep. They all look good. Devontae Smith looked good.
Hurts looked great.
Yeah, Hurts played really well. I think the Falcons fucking suck.
Yeah.
So like I could that might be a big reason why, but
Falcons low key bottom three team.
Low key bottom three team. Could I don't know if it's low key anymore, but it is like at first it was.
I mean, I think it is low key.
I don't know. I think people might be catching on.
I don't think people are putting them in the same tier as like the Lions and the Texans and the Jags and the Jets and the Giants.
Yet. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So I'd put them there.
They won't be low key very long. Who are they playing? That might be another bet I want to take.
Yeah, I don't know who they're playing next. But yeah, the Eagles looked good. Jalen Hurts played well. The rookie receivers, all of them played really well. Joe Burrow looked good.
Bucks, 11.5 points underdogs here.
Oh yeah, they're gonna get smoked.
That's so many points though.
But they're gonna get smoked, I think.
Yeah.
What else? The Packers looked fucking abysmal too.
Yeah. That is our situations where at least
we're not. Maybe worse. Maybe worse. Like
definitely worse. 38-3. And on the flip side of that coin, J-Mo, baby. Five tutties. Only player in NFL history with 5 passing touchdowns under 150 passing yards.
Wild. And like one of them was like a 50-yard touchdown pass too. So like take that away and he had like under 104, which you got to love it.
I love it so much.
Aaron Rodgers looked terrible. I saw a stat like on Twitter that was like if Aaron Rodgers took every single one of his pass attempts and threw it right into the dirt, he would have a higher pass rating than what he had.
I love that. That's such like a common stat people say. Like
I love it though.
The Nathan Peterman stat, I'll call it.
Yep, I love it though. It's one of my favorite stats that they show just because like it's just so true. Like he played terrible. He looked terrible. The whole team fucking looked atrocious.
I don't think they want to play for him, man. If we're talking about I know don't overreact week one, but if I was on that team and like he kind of strolled in, I feel like a little. Well, he was late to camp, right?
Yeah, he's super late to camp, kind of whined the whole time, like still kind of bitching. Like him and Matt LaFleur like disagreed after the game and shit. Like Matt LaFleur was like, we got our ass kicked, this isn't good. And Aaron Rodgers like, I don't totally agree with him. Like, I think it's fine. Like kind of button heads a little bit.
Aaron Rodgers being kind of like he's being a fucking asshole.
He is. I mean, he's always been kind of an asshole. I think now it's just kind of light.
Yes.
Probably pissed off because his ex-wife, girlfriend, is pregnant with John Mulaney's kid now.
Danica Patrick?
No, Olivia Munn.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Olivia Munn is, like, pregnant with John Mulaney's kid now. So he's probably, like, pissed off about that now. And funny thing, I saw this on TikTok. John Mulaney's, like, a huge Bears fan.
Oh, so he is
like, pissed. Right. So Olivia Munn had, like, the best fuck your ex moment ever. She broke up with him and just went and was like, fuck it, I'm going to have a kid with a Bears fan.
Fuck. There we go.
Just that probably set him off. But they look bad. Other things in week one, touching around the league. Raheem Mostert.
Patrick.
And Mostert out for the year.
Mostert. 2 touches.
Out for the year.
2 touches.
Unreal.
I took him in fantasy. I was like, he's going to get hurt.
I thought I would have 4 weeks.
Hurt. 2 touches. He'd have him for 4 carries, bro.
2 touches for 20 yards, too. 10 yards a carry.
And then just that's what he is, man. He's sick when he can. He's when so he, good. He's sick.
I know.
He's just never fucking healthy.
Glass bones, man. Yep.
I saw a guy on Twitter respond to Raheem Mostert directly and be like, "I don't like you anymore because you get hurt." Like, Jesus Christ,
dude. That's wild. But it's like, I was shocked. I thought I was gonna have him for at least like I knew he wasn't gonna outlast Trey Sermon and that rest of that backfield. But, like, I thought he would at least get me 4 games. I thought he'd get me 4 games.
What's up with Trey Sermon being a healthy scratch, man?
So I think this is what it is they had Raheem Mostert, and they had 2 more running backs. They had Michael Hasty and Mitchell on the roster.
Elijah Mitchell.
Which both of those guys are huge special teams players, which Trey Sermon doesn't do. And so, like, when you're rostering 3 running backs. That's why Zach Moss got. Right. So when you're rostering 3 running backs, like they can all carry the rock, but 2 of them have such big roles on special teams that like you're going to play them instead. And so now that Mostert's down, Trey Sermon's probably going to play a lot more because he's kind of like the second running back, but because he doesn't do anything on special teams, that's why he was a scratch. So like, I think he's going to be like, I think he might not carry the load right away, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's going to get more touches than like Hasty. It's probably Mitchell's going to head it up, and then Trey Sermon's they're probably going to split carries, is my guess.
Do you know how many people you're allowed to suit up?
I don't know the exact number because I know the roster is 53, but I know people get healthy scratched. I don't know how many you're allowed to suit up, but that basically went into it is like you can only have so many spots. The guys who play special teams are going to get it because you have a lead running back, shit like that. So
46.
Right. So that's my guess. Like now he's going to be activated. He's not going to be a healthy scratch next week. And I wouldn't be surprised in like 2-3 weeks if he's like the guy.
I'm so sorry.
God damn it. But yeah, that was a fun moment. He got hurt immediately. I was just like, yep, that's cool. Yeah, like you said, Fitzpatrick, RIP.
Makes me worried about my football team.
Flexation or something. I don't even know what his fucking injury was, but.
Boo-boo hip.
You know, they said it was basically like a lesser, not as severe injury that Tua had in college. It's basically what happened to him.
Tua was bad.
Yeah. It was very bad.
I think the Jaguars might go 1-16 this year.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence looked kind of bad.
I think Justin Fields take. My Justin Fields take.
It's possible.
Bang. I think – I don't think it's because of Trevor Lawrence, but I think it's because Urban Meyer's bad coach.
I agree.
I think Urban Meyer's out of there maybe the end of the year.
Does he go take the USC job?
Yeah.
I think he might. He might get to the end of the season and be like, this fucking sucks. I'm gonna go coach USC and win 4 championships.
If USC calls, he's going.
Yes, he is going. And I don't know why he wouldn't take it. You're gonna go coach a team where he could recruit easily at USC. Yeah. Like I'm Urban Meyer at USC. 2 years, he has a top 4 or 5 team in the country. Like,
yeah,
no question.
I heard he doesn't know how to handle losing. Like I heard he was pissed about losing in the preseason, and I can't imagine he's handling this loss good.
No, I mean, because
losing to the fucking Texans,
right? Getting blown out by the Texans, and yeah, like because he's so used to being the best team. Like he won multiple championships in Florida. He won multiple championships at like Ohio State. Like always had teams that were top 5 in the country. Maybe would lose once a year, and like now he's on the worst team in the NFL, and is going to lose a lot. And like Trevor Lawrence played bad. I think he had some good moments.
I didn't watch the highlights yet.
Yeah, it was like again, I caught like a lot of it on like Red Zone and shit. And I think he had some good plays, but he made some shitty reads, like some rookie reads where like he should have checked it down but didn't.
It's okay. It's his first game.
Right. So like I don't think he's like a bust or anything. But he didn't play that great. Who am I thinking of?
28 for 51. 332, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Right, like they're calling on him to throw 51 passes in his first NFL game.
Yeah, what the hell was up? Like, they didn't run James Robinson. Like, I didn't get that.
I think it was just because they were getting their ass kicked. Like, they couldn't run the ball anymore.
Carlos Hyde had 9 touches. James Robinson had 5.
That is interesting.
Like, I just don't think Carlos Hyde's better than James Robinson.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't watch, like, all the games, so I don't totally know. I only caught like the highlights on Red Zone, and that game wasn't on Red Zone a ton because it was like, who cares about the Texans Jags blowout?
Yeah.
But like, also, people are putting a lot of stock into the Texans. It was the fucking like, when did people all think the Jags were good?
Oh my God.
Like,
shout out Brian.
Yeah.
Brian's like, Ty God, baby.
Look at the Texans.
Like, well,
look at them go. And it's like, that's the, like, when did we as a nation think the Jags were going to be good? Like, they got Trevor Lawrence.
Dude, people did.
And that's it. That's it. It's like they added one guy. It's like Trevor Lawrence is good, but he can't carry that roster. No one can.
Their O-line is bad, isn't it?
Yeah, the O-line is not good.
Their defense is bad.
Their defense is terrible. Like, they're off. They have some decent receivers. Like, Marvin Jones is okay. DJ Chark is okay. Chenault's okay. Like, they have some decent weapons.
I think Chenault has earned the right to be called good.
That's fair. But, like, that team in general is like not good. People were like, and like the Texans, I don't think are good either. I think they just played the Jags.
I think the Texans are poop.
Yeah. I think they're both two bad teams that just one of them played better. Going elsewhere around the league, Mac Jones, I thought played okay.
Yeah.
I think they should have won that game. I think the Patriots probably should have won that game, but Damian Harris had that stupid fumble on like that last drive. But I thought Mac Jones looked okay. I mean, he made some rookie things, but I thought he played well. So I think Patriots are going to be good from years to come.
I think they're the second best team in the division.
Yep. Few other things. What else was I going to say? Browns looked good.
Browns are really, man, I've been on the Browns. I think the Browns are the biggest threat to the Bills besides the Chiefs. In the league. Mm-hmm.
Bigger, more than the Bucks?
Mm-hmm. Unless, yeah. No,
more
yeah.
More than the Rams?
Yes.
Rams look good too.
Rams looked really good.
Bears love suck, but yeah, Stafford played really well. I think
the Rams might find their way to the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, Rams.
I hope Matt Stafford gets one.
I've always liked
Matt Stafford. He's definitely going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, absolutely. And like I've always liked Matt Stafford. He's been just stuck on the fucking Lions for eternity.
Yep.
But yeah, the Browns played well. I thought the Browns could have won that game, but that punt where that guy muffed the punter, like dropped it and shit. That was like, okay, well, this game's over.
Yeah, man. I think Baker looked really good too.
Yeah, he played really well. It's just like the Chiefs are just so fucking ridiculous, dude. Like
you can't botch a punt against the Chiefs.
You can't. Like it's little things like that. But like how they always said you had to play a perfect game against the Patriots. You have to play a perfect game against the Chiefs. Like
yep.
They're down two scores and then they're tied 3 minutes later. Because Travis Kelce's a cheat code. That dude is ridiculous. And so is Tyreek Hill. Like Patrick Mahomes was like, fuck it. Throw it up to Tyreek Hill, 70-yard touchdown. It's like
yeah.
And then it's like, oh, I need a first down. Where's Travis Kelce? Touchdown. Like, it's crazy. Like, the Chiefs are crazy. But the Browns played really well. Nick Chubb looked good.
Yeah,
Baker looked really good. Is it? Like, I think it's confirmed they're better without OBJ, right?
OBJ? Dude, I hope not for my fantasy team's sake.
Because, like, if he plays and they suck, what do you do?
Trade him.
You think? Like, who's going to take him? Who's going to take him?
Someone will.
That contract, and
it's a fat one, right?
The fat contract, they're gonna be asking for a lot. Like, I don't, maybe someone would take him.
Maybe the Eagles would take him.
I could see the Eagles taking him. Yeah, I could see that. I could see the Ravens going after him.
Yeah, like there's teams, like that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like teams, there's wide receiver need, like the Colts,
Broncos, maybe. Them.
Broncos,
now that Judy's down,
not the Broncos. Oh, yeah, now Judy's down. Yeah,
yeah,
there's teams.
That's fair. Yeah, there's teams, but if he comes back and like it's a very clear offensive struggle, the question has to be asked. Yeah. Question has to be asked because it's they play really well without him. And like Jarvis Landry's good, but he's not crazy. And so like
he's getting old too, man.
Yeah, he's getting up there and they don't have a lot of weapons, but Baker played well. I told you last week if Baker played well, I said if they would win, I would stop being a Baker hater, but Baker played really well. So I'll stop being a Baker hater for now.
Yeah.
I thought he played really well.
I am a hater of, and I've been a hater of, and I want to know if you're going to write this guy off too, is Daniel Jones.
Oh, I've never wrote him in.
Fumbled again, man. He's a fumble machine.
I never wrote him in.
Okay.
I was never
out of the league.
When they drafted him 6 overall, I was like, what are you doing? Like everyone in the world knows that he's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the world knows that he's not good. I mean, I'm stupid because I thought Dwayne Haskins was the best quarterback of that draft.
Me too.
So, like, hand up, I'm also wrong.
Well, who else was in that draft? Was he?
It was those two, Drew Lock. I want to say there's one more of them. Was it Jalen Hurts? Was Jalen Hurts in that draft?
I think Dwayne Haskins might have been. What year was it? Like 2018?
3 years ago. Yeah, 2018
NFL draft. Dwayne Haskins might have been the best one.
Kyler Murray was number one that year.
2018 was Josh Allen's year. The 2019 was Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Kyler Murray
was like undisputed number one.
Right.
And Daniel Jones.
And Dwayne went like 10th.
Dwayne went 15th.
Yeah.
And
then I know Drew Lock, I think, went in the second round that year.
Drew Lock, 42nd overall.
Yeah. And then that was.
And then that's it.
Maybe some other guys later, but like those were the big four. Fuck
about those guys?
Right.
Who's the next quarterback taken? I'm just going to dick around here.
The Jacob Eason, if I'm right.
He's like 5th round. It was Ryan Finley.
No, really?
In the 4th round, yeah.
That's wild.
Who takes a quarterback in the 4th round? Just take one in the 7th.
Honestly, like first two rounds are just let it go.
Yeah, like first, if you're taking them in like in the 3rd round, every now and again you'll get like a Russell Wilson or a Dak Prescott, that fall for some weird shit. But
right,
Will Greer was the next quarterback. Excuse me.
I also thought he was going to be great. I was also really I remember you and me agreed on that take, but we both thought that, like, they're like, why is everyone writing off Will Grier? And now he's not even on a roster.
Not on a team. Not on a team.
Yep. So that shows how much I know.
He got cut. And I was like, well, I was wrong.
Yep. Those are like the big storylines. Sam Darnold played well, I thought, on the Panthers. Didn't play great, but he played well.
Yeah.
I'm sure it felt good for him. Christian McCaffrey is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, man. He's
sick. He's a fantasy cheat code.
Undisputed, like, one.
It's crazy. He put up like 25 points and even scored a touchdown. He had like
crazy.
He had 9 catches for 90 yards and then another like 21 carries for 89 yards. Didn't even fall into the end zone, and he was the number one running back on the week. Imagine if he falls in the end zone once.
30.
Twice. Yeah.
35.
Like, it's crazy. Like, he's ridiculous. Like, if he stays healthy, I mean, he's a freak. I loved Chris McCaffrey in college. I was surprised that like Leonard Fournette went above him. And like guys like that, where I was like,
Leonard Fournette was sick in college too. People forget.
Yeah, but like he's just, yeah. I mean, he was crazy in college, but like Chris McCaffrey's a fucking freak athlete. I just don't know why people like didn't give him enough credit.
Because he was white.
It could be like because he's kind of small and white. And people don't think he could be like a workhorse back, but he is a workhorse back. Mm-hmm. Like he touched the ball 30 times. Like that's insane.
That is insane.
And like people are like, oh, he's not durable. Like he got hurt once. Other than that, he's played every single game of his career.
Tell that to men. Tell that to men.
It's crazy because he's a freaking monster. He's huge. He's fast. He's very fun to watch.
Yeah.
But that was. I think that's.
I think we covered it, man.
Yeah, that's my big wrap up.
It was not a fun week, but hopefully next week turns it around a little bit.
Hopefully next week.
Who's Texas playing next week?
That's a great question. I don't even want to look it up.
Let me look at the line here. A little bit of dead air to end this show for those 6 people still listening.
They're playing Rice.
What's the line?
It's got to be like 20-something at least.
Where is it? There's so many goddamn games. I think like one of the best part about college football are just like the ridiculous lines. Oh, Alabama 14.5 versus Florida. Hammering that. Hammering it.
What is it?
So hard. 14.5 versus Florida.
Oh,
I would take it at 21. Easily.
Yeah,
Florida, Bama might win by 7 against everyone.
It's possible. Like, it's, they didn't cover last week, though.
Well, that's because it was 50-something. It was 53.
53.5, yeah.
And, like, they pulled the starters. Like,
yeah, they won by, like, cover, 44. Yeah.
Yeah. If they wanted to cover, they would have covered.
Yep.
Like, I wouldn't, like, yeah. Those ones don't cover.
Yep, Texas though, is SEC 26 teams. Point favorites.
Texas is 26.
Yeah, which they should win. It's Rice football.
Like, do you think they'll cover?
I don't know if they'll cover. They'll win, but they might not cover.
Damn, Georgia 31 point favorite against South Carolina.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, I'm not gonna look through all this. That'd be bad radio. But...
And then Texas gets to. Going to Big 12 play. Got Texas Tech after that, then TCU, then Oklahoma, man.
Oklahoma might slap you around.
It's
well, that game's always good, though. It's my new tradition in life to bet the over in the Oklahoma-Texas game.
It hasn't hit in the last couple of years, I don't think. Like,
it's okay.
You still bet it, though. Yeah,
it's okay.
Still
got to bet it. Like, yeah. It's like the event, you know?
Yeah, it's an awesome game to watch, too. I think my favorite part about that game is, like, they always played at neutral site, and it's always, like, the stadium split half and half red and orange. It's super cool to watch.
I have a guy on my phone somewhere. He was also split in half with the red paint and orange paint. I loved it.
I love that.
He's there to watch a good game. He has no party in the game.
Yeah, we'll talk about it that week, but I think Texas is going to get fucking smoked by Oklahoma, dude.
Yeah, for and sure. Oklahoma is also arguably second best team in the country, like we're talking about earlier.
And then I said, I'm going to the Iowa State game. That's a couple weeks after that. In Iowa State, I'm going to be booed so hard. Like, everyone I know is going to be Iowa State fans, obviously. And I'm just going to be like the only one there in Texas gear. And I'm... Over under how many horns downs I get? It's got to be over 100, 60, right?
Yeah.
Like everyone I see.
Too many to count.
I guarantee I take the over. Like just every time I walk by someone, horns down. Every time. Like,
yeah.
I want to get it. My own sister's going to horns down me.
Tough luck
and I've accepted
for Texas
it.
To try to ban that.
See, it, I agree. I agree. And I think, I don't think any of the fans care. And I don't think
it's
like the organization and the higher ups care. I think that's what it is, which gives us a bad look. Because I personally don't care. I think it's like, it's part of the game. Like,
no fans are like, ban this.
Right. Like, no fans are salt. Like, I don't care. Like, I get it all the time from people. And so, like, whatever. It's funny. But, like, we get horns up. So, like, I get people are going to do horns down. So, it's going to be. I agree. I think it's soft that they fucking tried to ban, or that they did, they get that banned. But it's going to be a rough season for Texas. Arkansas is ranked 20th now after last week.
Wow. I just said they will not be ranked. Maybe
look at that. Look at that. What a wild turn of events. So maybe Arkansas is good.
Who are they playing? I might bet against them.
I'll tell you. Playing Georgia Southern.
Oh, well, they
play Texas A&M.
There it is. That's when they'll learn.
And then Georgia.
That's when they'll learn too.
And then Ole Miss.
Yeah, they're
and
they're,
then
they're,
Auburn.
They're gonna skid.
That is a tough four game stretch. I think
Auburn looks pretty good this year too.
Yep, and it's in Georgia and it's in Ole Miss. Oh, they're gonna get. Yeah.
Enjoy it. Enjoy have Arizona. Fun. Arkansas. Whatever.
Yeah, yep.
All right.
But that's all I got.
Yep. Let's wrap it up there. We'll be back next week in better spirits, hopefully.
Absolutely, we will. 8-8.
Hey, Nate, baby.
Deuces.